Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Knott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting third. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Fred Taube. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tiche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Les Tiche. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Larry steals second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Taube settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche fires to first and picks off West. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Carey reaches second base with a double. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott strikes out. two outs. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Taube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taube hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-1 in the game. Salters hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Les Tichet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tichet hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift strikes out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-1 in the game. Knott hits a pop-up towards the mound. TJ settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carey. The throw from Shea and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 2 in the game. Salters hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larry moves to third. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Taube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taube is 0 for 1 in the game. Taube hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. West hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes West. The throw from Shea and he is out, Appling applying the tag. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hemsley for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 2 in the game. Knott is called out on strikes. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. Pete hits a pop-up towards the mound. Knott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 3 in the game. Salters hits a fly ball into right field. Tavi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. West hits a fly ball into right field. Tavi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington pinch hits for Fred Tavi. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jocko Conlon now playing right field. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-3 in the game. Knott bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Carey moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Larry steals second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a line drive towards first. Bonura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus pinch hits for Les Tiche. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.